Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Forgot what he was going to say, huh?
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
No, he's not back till Thursday. So go Pizza tell Box, that long Monday, Tuesday, liar. Wednesday, this go week, and tell that at 7 to 8. I got Matt Rothschild, and he's here right now.
Morning, Mike. It's nice to see you as always.
Yeah, morning. Look, it's light out. There's no snow except for snow banks. And, I don't see any crashes or anything. Looks like traffic's moving along pretty good here.
Yeah, it was a beautiful morning. I walked out. Cardinals are singing. Robins are singing.
Yep. The ones that didn't freeze. Sorry.
Oh, you know, they can make it through a little freeze.
I know.
It's going to be almost 70 by later today.
69.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, I guess I can take my long underwear off again.
I can dump these corduroys sometime soon, too.
Well, you know, with that first day with the shorts, people are going to think something went off in the sky. What is that? That's my legs, baby. Yes, now I look white. But anyway, that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with was what we were just hearing on the news, you know, about elections and people with disabilities.
I mean, this is an incredible thing. Patrick Marley, the indispensable Capitol reporter for the Journal Sentinel, has just broken a really disturbing story at the Journal Sentinel this morning. The title is, "They're Infringing on My Right to Vote. Wisconsin Supreme Court Makes It Harder for Those with Disabilities to Vote." Here's the background on this. A right-wing Waukesha judge in January, in a case that people focused on about drop boxes, said you can't use drop boxes. But there was another part of his order that people didn't focus on, and that was you who are submitting an absentee ballot, you physically yourself have to put it in the mail. So if my wife and I are filling out our absentee ballots at the kitchen table, I can't take her absentee ballot with mine and put it in the mailbox because that would invalidate her ballot. Her ballot would be thrown out if she doesn't physically put it in the mail stream or deliver it to the clerk's office. That was the order from the judge. Well, the judge didn't consider, and neither did the Wisconsin Supreme Court when it got there, what about people who actually physically can't put it in the mailbox, like a person with severe physical disabilities? What about someone who doesn't have any arms and legs? How are they going to get it physically to put it in the mail? And so Marley broke this story wide open right now in today's Journal Sentinel. It's a disgraceful infringement on the right to vote, on the freedom to vote for people who have disabilities. In April, at the April 5th election, you know, a lot of these folks will physically not be able to vote. Their freedom to vote is being taken away from them because of an idiotic decision by a Waukesha judge and a senseless decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court to let that ruling stand through the April 5th election. I just can't believe this. It's sickening.
Well, I have to disagree with you on one thing. I think they totally did consider everything, see, because most people with disabilities, and being that I worked in that industry, you know, people that were paralyzed, and I worked with people who physically were not able to get to the mailbox, right? And those people don't vote for Republicans. So I'm wondering, you know, at any rate, they're trying to eliminate and infringe on someone's right to vote. And I wonder if there's any Republicans out there, 844-967-2789, that think that that's fair. I mean, or are you going to overlook this too, like everything else?
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Bob Dole was the guy, the Republican.
Dole. I'm Bob Dole.
Who helped get the ADA passed. And, you know, disabilities, they don't discriminate between whether you're Democratic or Republican. Republican families have people who are severely disabled also. And do you want your disabled loved one not to be able to vote because of this senseless decision by this right-wing judge in Waukesha and a 4-3 decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court to deprive people who can't physically put their ballots in the mailbox on April 5th from being able to vote? I mean, come on now.
Oh, that's not our kids. That's those other people's kids that don't get to do that.
Yeah, but disability.
Hey, listen, remember,
it hits everybody.
Well, hey, I'm watching.
Every family's got someone.
Oh yeah, I'm watching. I'm watching. You know, the Special Olympics commercials and, yeah, come on, everybody, donate to this. Because the Republicans took all the money away from it. I mean, you guys are heartless, soulless creeps. I'm not afraid to say it. If you're still voting Republican, you're a heartless, soulless creep. Every single one of you. I don't care. F you, man.
I mean, this is the theory that, you know, don't let government, which is supposed to be something we can control as citizens in a democracy, don't let government, you know, build a safety net so that people can have a decent floor of living. No, let's have charities do it all. But the charities can't do it all. They don't have enough resources to do it all.
Well, and now you got David Clark Jr. He's running Rise Up Wisconsin. Oh, dude, I am going to rise up against your sorry ass. What a clown. Is he still wearing cowboy boots and the hat and everything?
I guess, and still leading well, these rallies saying toss Voss.
Well, that, you know, of course we should toss Voss, but not for the reason you guys think. He hasn't gone far enough. He's just a rhino. But yeah, a robin in name only. How's that for a good one, huh? He's a robin in name only.
But I'm waiting for people who see this or hear about this Journal Sentinel story about persons with disabilities having their rights taken away, their right to vote on April 5th. I mean, this is a federal law violation. This is a violation of the ADA. It's a violation of the Help America Vote Act. It's a violation of the Voting Rights Act. I mean, if the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to, you know, insist that you physically have to put your own absentee ballot in the mailbox, this sucker's got to go to federal court in a hurry, and some federal judge who's got more sense than the folks at the Wisconsin Supreme Court has got to throw this out on its ear.
Yeah, but they have the Congress behind them. I'm hurting, man.
I mean, this is another blot on Wisconsin's reputation to take the right to vote away from persons who can't physically deposit an absentee ballot in a mailbox, for God's sakes.
Well, when you vote for a president that makes fun of people with disabilities.
Right. I mean, saw that.
Well, fascism rocks. You said that. It's like, you know, it's trending big time, right?
Yeah, I saw something on Twitter about a month ago. It said, you know, fascism trending. And I said, you don't need to tell me fascism.
Right. We live in Wisconsin.
It's been trending here for 10 years.
Damn. Probably longer than that. You know, what do you think about Tommy Thompson thinking about running for governor?
Oh, you know, Tommy, I don't think he's going to do it, man. This political ambition, even with people who've been, you know, he's been governor and he's not going to be president and he's 82. I mean, I don't know. They just can't give it up.
I can't believe with all the clowns that we have in Wisconsin that we can't put a circus together yet. Well, I mean, the circus is gone.
Well, the circus is there with Michael.
They all
Gableman.
Got elected.
I mean, he's the chief clown.
Gableman.
Him and Janelle Brangen at the Assembly Committee on Elections.
Ooh, two of them. Godzilla versus Brangen. Couple of short arms there. Yeah, so it's time to... People, you got to get involved.
And you know what Gableman's doing on Friday, Mike? He's going to Utah to speak to at a conference sponsored by the Utah Patriots, one of the most right-wing groups in the country, and telling people how we can decertify elections.
I heard they're kind of abusive to sheep out there, too.
Well, they're abusive to everybody. They're abusive to folks who are gay and lesbian. I went to their website at UtahPatriots.com. They got some homophobic stuff up there. They've got, they're for God, family, country, and purity. You know who's been talking about purity? Vladimir Putin.
Right. So I'm just wondering if they had any legislation there, but like Andre Jacques, you know, we can't have sex with horses anymore in Wisconsin. If maybe they... do that in Utah too? You?
I should hope not. But yeah, I mean, who is Gableman? Who does he think he is now? He's one thing to have a circus here in Wisconsin, and now he's using it as a marketing plan to go around the country and
well,
be
sure.
some big wig in the far right circles all around the United
See the United States, man, at the expense of the taxpayers. And that's even further than the $11,000 that he gets every month. That makes me sick.
Oh, it's gross. He's already burning through his $676,000, and the contract keeps going. There was Voss the other day saying Gableman's going to find everything for us, and his contract's being renewed, at least through April. He was supposed to be done in December, then he was supposed to be done in February. Now he gets to go through April. He'll probably get to go through the elections in 2022.
I see some coronary issues in his future, but I see we got Bill from Oconomowoc. We're going to take him before the break real quick. Hey, Bill. You there, Bill?
How you doing?
Yes, he's there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
You hear me? Okay. Hey, you guys do a great job talking about election fraud here in Wisconsin. I'd like to ask all you guys at the radio station what your thoughts are on a statewide referendum, citizens' referendum, to shut these guys down, to hold them accountable, that the citizens demand payback for all the costs that we incurred on their frivolous lawsuits, their frivolous investigations, and then finally not allowing disabled people to vote. This has gone on way too long. We got two choices. We can do a referendum, and it might work. It might work. With a good grassroots organization, it'll work. The other way we can do it is get crazier than they can. We eliminate them from government. We say, you are no longer part of our government. Stay home. Change the locks in Madison. I mean, they left, weeks ago. They're not even there anymore. We can get crazy, too. You know, they like to get crazy and write their own laws. You know, the best way to deal with crazy is just get crazier than the crazy person you're dealing with. Thanks for giving me airtime, and had a wonderful day.
Well, yeah, and I'm all about crazy. Northwoods Terry's coming down. Anybody else want to get organized and go get crazier than they are? Because that's what happens. You know, the first time some of these clowns meet me, they're like, oh, heck. That guy's crazy, you know. So they think I'm crazy, and then the second time, they know I am. And now it's on, isn't it? Oh! I did that to Andre Jacques a long time ago, man. He was trying to scurry away, and I was like, man, legislating against women's choice and stuff. I go, have you ever seen anybody naked? And he smoked a cigarette like this. And I was like, blowing the vuvuzela at him. Oh, that was a rough one, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Andre? We'll be back. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on.